you're involved in the leadership of a congregation, that is kind of on the edge. Here's what I would like you to think about instead of, oh no, we're going to close. It's not all or nothing. It's not we're going to close our doors or we're going to continue limping along. Let's put the Word of God first. Let's teach people what the Word of God says about stewardship. And then let's ask them what they're going to give, therefore, in the next year. And now you know your capacity. And then you just take a real clear-eyed look at that. It takes $120,000 to have a full-time pastor. If you're coming up short of that, you need to think about how do we cooperate in ministry. And if you're right on that line, great, awesome. Our church of 50 people on a Sunday morning, we can put $140,000 in the plate. What can we do with that little bit of money we have above and beyond what it costs to run our place on bare bones? How could we join with the parish next door to have a better youth group, to have a better food pantry, to have better outreach, to hire a musician so we have at least every other week have a really competent professional musician leading our choirs, playing our organ? So if congregations would think more in those terms, determine my capacity, and then take a clear-eyed look at, okay, so what does that number mean for our future? How can we cooperate locally, work together? If more congregations took that approach, we would see fewer closures, more cooperation, and a wonderful use of the diverse gifts that our Lord Jesus has given to his body.